I saw this email come into my box yesterday afternoon, about 2 minutes after Governor Rauner signed the bill, the abortion bill, and it was from the Republican Representative Peter Breen, who said this: in the face of overwhelming evidence of Rauner's inability to competently administer the Illinois government, inability to stand up to Mike Madigan effectively, and the inability to keep his word and his commitments, I can no longer support him. And this is a fellow Republican.
I understand. You know, and you have to wonder, and we heard this from Bill Cameron earlier today. He was talking about, can moderates who may be pro-choice even vote for Rauner? Because now this comes out of the taxpayer, off the taxpayer's dime. And that's where I think you're running even bigger problems.
Talking to us first, we welcome to the program Representative Peter Breen, joining WLS and John and Ray. Mr. Breen, good morning. We appreciate it, sir. My first question, I know you haven't declared that you're going to be a primary challenger to a sitting Republican governor, but if in fact you were, and if in fact you defeated him in the primary, do you think in general, can a very conservative Republican even get elected in very blue Illinois?
Well, and thanks for having me on. I will say I am circulating petitions to be the candidate for the 48th District State Representative. I'm very happy with where I am. I've got a great practice. My wife and I have a 13-month-old baby, so I'm glad for the attention. But at the same time, I mean, the real question is, can a conservative candidate win? Absolutely, and here's the reason why. Our legislature is very far to the left. I mean, way out of whack with where the people of the state of Illinois are. And so a conservative candidate could come in and say, look, I will work with both sides, but I'm going to be the balance against this group of crazy left-wing Democrats who have taken over. I mean, this is not your father's Democrat Party that is controlling the General Assembly. I mean, if you told me we would be approving taxpayer funding of abortions, 20 or 30,000 abortions just a few years ago, I would have told you were crazy. But all the otherwise moderate Democrats, they're scared of primaries from the left, and so they're putting this into, they passed this bill.
Peter, was the governor's signing of this abortion bill, the HB 40 bill, was that a tipping point, or were you disgusted with his political moves previous to this? I mean, abortion is obviously a very, very strong issue for you, but is this a cumulative sort of movement away from the governor, or is this it? Is this the issue?
This was the straw that, for me, finally broke the camel's back. And I know others have already been disgusted by the governor. Maybe they didn't feel comfortable speaking out on it. I felt like at this point, where he literally goes back on his commitment to the people of the state of Illinois, the legislature, even Cardinal Supich, I mean, you lied to a priest. And once he's done that, there's no one left that thinks that this guy is a credible governor or candidate to continue to be governor going forward.
Senator Peter Breen with John and Ray this morning. Senator, my question is, we haven't seen anybody from the GOP say, all right, we're going to challenge Rauner. One, do you think this will change that? And do you think that $67.8 million that he has in campaign money will scare some folks off?
It will scare people off. Does that scare everyone off? No. And in part because you can look at recent campaigns in other states and across the country. Challengers who are much less funded have beaten challengers much better funded. I mean, what they've always said is, hey, a good marketing plan will make a bad idea fail fast. So good marketing will make a good idea win more quickly. And as you mentioned, I think there are a lot of deep pockets and a lot of people that are very unhappy about this action and really the combined actions of the Rauner administration, just general incompetence of the administration. And really, it goes right to the top. I got to tell you, he's been hiring and firing staff members. It's like the coach of a team that keeps losing and losing and losing. He brings in new teammates. He brings in new assistant coaches, and you sit there and go, at some point, it isn't everybody below you who are all very competent and successful. It's you. The coach needs to go.
He's joining us first. Representative Peter Breen is here, Republican not challenging the governor, but disgusted with the governor, to say the least. John Dempsey?
Peter, when you go into the booth in March to vote in the Republican primary, what are you going to do? Who are you going to vote for? Do you fully expect there to be a right-wing, a primary challenger to the governor?
there is going to be a primary challenger to the governor, and I want to make sure we frame it correctly. The person will likely be more conservative, certainly on the social issues, than the governor, but we don't have a litmus test in the Republican Party on abortion. Certainly we are a pro-life party as a platform plank, but I mean, we were willing to support a pro-choice, moderate governor. The idea of paying for 20 or 30,000 abortions with our state tax dollars when we don't have two nickels to rub together is extreme. It's a left-wing liberal dream that the Republican governor has just now signed into law.
I wonder how many now very conservative Republicans will, in fact, start putting efforts together to challenge the governor in the primary. Ray already mentioned the $70 million that the governor has. Obviously, there's deep-pocketed Republican donors on the other side. Have they reached out to you yet to say, we're looking forward to having you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of conversations among elected Republicans, among Republican donors in the days and weeks to come about how to effectively recover the party. This is the problem. It's nothing personal with the governor. I mean, I'm personally disappointed at his betrayal, but the Rauner experiment is done. Those folks who are still interested in having a viable and functioning Republican Party have to get together and figure out how are we going to regroup and move forward to be an effective political organization. I don't even know the governor's going to be able to get the signatures necessary to get on the ballot. I've heard from many people who are out collecting for him that folks, even before this decision, were very reticent to sign his petition. And after this, I can't even imagine folks supporting him and supporting his.
Haven't we seen this before with Senator Brady's challenge of a very unpopular Pat Quinn?
Well, Senator Brady was, 25,000 votes from beating Governor Quinn, and he was up in the polls going into the final weekend, had a rough final weekend there. So it shows that a Republican and one who's identified as a bit more conservative can get very, very close in the general election. And certainly I'd leave it to Senator Brady to tell you about all the things that when you get that close, there are plenty of woulda, shoulda, couldas that you wish you'd done. And certainly, I mean, that race came down to the wire. And that was, I think that shows that you can have a very competitive general election with a more conservative Republican challenger.
Representative, there's some speculation this morning that the governor won't even run for reelection. What do you think about that?
Well, look at his energy level at the press conference yesterday. He was glum. He was not enthused. I couldn't go into the press conference. I literally went over to the Thompson Center. I got the notice there was going to be a press conference. I went over there, showed they had police guarding the door of the blue room in the Thompson Center, showed him my representative badge, said, sorry, representative, you can't come in. And so I didn't actually see the press conference. I had to watch clips of it later. But when you look at it, you see this is not a guy that is strong, confident, and looking to win going forward. I mean, this is a guy that looks defeated. And so how do you run for reelection in a state like ours with the challenges facing us when you don't have the fire in the belly?
And who's having a worse morning? Who's having a worse morning today, Governor Bruce Rauner or Mike Glennon, starting quarterback for the Bears?
That's a good question, and I support the Bears. So I hope they're going to be able to turn things around. Although obviously that's kind of a tough.
Representative, who is there anybody that you would consider somebody that the GOP would say, yeah, this is our guy. This is who we want to run on the GOP ticket for the governor of state Illinois.
But here's what I want to see. I would like to see someone that has a proven record of being principled, but being able to compromise. Because Governor Rauner was very good at standing and saying, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse. The problem was he wouldn't even come into the room with Mike Madigan because they couldn't even sit in the same room. So you need someone who can go in, make the best deals possible for the people of the state of Illinois, but also do so in a principled way. And so that to me, we've had billionaire governors in other states who come in with no government experience, but it really is a rarity. In this state, we have not had success with the independent business person who just decides to jump in without even serving on a village board or in the state legislature.
Well, I tend to hire guys who have had a little bit of experience. We'll see what happens. Representative, thank you for joining us first. We much appreciate it. Have a terrific weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Representative Peter Breen joining us here on WDLS.